This recording, New Mexico 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought to be an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Oh, my grandmother made the greatest pancakes in the morning, and you know, you make sure you get up early enough to get them while they're fresh and they're hot, you know. It's like basic cooking, you know, with my family, but, you know, being in Zuni, we have our different things for different times of the year that we do. And my grandmother, she makes some blue corn tamales with mutton in it, you know, and they're really good. And I try to make them, but they don't come out near as good as hers do. She must have put something, you know, put that final ingredient, you know, when I turned around the corner, you know, to get a glass of water. It's called, you know, experience. But things like that, you know, like blue corn tamales and of course our oven breads. You know, in Zuni we do a sourdough bread. It starts with the, you know, with the mother piece. So, you know, whenever you just pinch one off, you know, keep it off to the side. And so there's bread out there that has still stuff in it from, you know, a long, long time ago, and it's great. It's awesome. We also do like a lamb backbone stew. Take the backbone from the sheep and cook it with hominy, season it. It's really good. Red chili paste. It's awesome. It's a lot of food I love from Zuni. We butcher it every year in a sheep. So we always had a mutton and lamb meat on hand almost all year round. All our family comes together, you know, all my aunties, my mother, grandpa and grandma, all converge in Zuni and feast. Everybody brings something. Everybody brings what they're known for.